I call the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness to order on January 28th, 2026 at 4.05 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, 4th floor in room 406. We're going to be moving on to line item 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? It was. Is the meeting taking place at the day of the week, month, day, year, and at the time location listed on the agenda? It is. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? It is. We have Vice Chair Bardwaj on the Zoom. And then, so we can go ahead and continue. And then moving on to line item 3, land acknowledgement. We have recognized that the University of Nevada, Reno sits on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Wazoo, Wajo, Niue, Western Shoshone, and Nuwu, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving to agenda item 4, roll call.
Chair Beres.
Present.
Vice Chair Bardwaj.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Atkinson.
Present.
Senator Evans?
He is no longer on the committee.
Senator Kitch?
Present.
Senator Soperito?
Present.
Senator Villa?
Present.
Senator Calderon?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Perfect. And then with that, we're moving on to agenda 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to 6, line item 6, adoption minutes. There's no minutes to be approved at this time. And then we're going to be going on to reports now for agenda item 7 because there's no minutes to be approved. So going on with my report for liaison for Nevada Cares, I'm meeting with them this Friday to just set a general meeting time and see how I could help with safety, sustainability, and wellness week that's coming up. And then that is pretty much it. Is there any questions regarding my agenda report? Okay, and then Senator Atkinson, do you have a report?
I sent them an email this morning and haven't heard back from them, but I'll let you guys know when I do.
Perfect. Any questions for Senator Atkinson? Okay, moving on to Senator Bardwaj, do you have a report?
I'm also still waiting to hear back from Dr. English and the student president. So once they do, I'll leave you guys.
Perfect. And then Senator Evans is no longer on the committee, so that liaison position is open for you too if you want to decide to take on the fitness center. And then Senator Kitch.
Yes, Senator Kitch, the record. I met with Risa, the grad student from the Center for Civil Rights Legal Access, formerly found in my office, and one of their coordinators, her name was Melissa, yesterday, discussed the presentation that Risa and I will be giving to the Senate on February 18th. We're just giving it on behalf of the office because they can't make it that day, so we'll be going to present and kind of share what the office is about. So it'll be a presentation composed of what they do legally and like what they can do versus can't do, how they interact with stuff with groups like Nevada Cares and Student Health Center and that kind of thing. And then we're also planning as fun as something of this nature can be, but a really fun red flag activity where like we're gonna get with little prompts and then have all the senators wave a red flag if it's something obvious to do or something they can't do. So had some fun brainstorming those prompts
Perfect. And then any questions for Senator Kitch? Alrighty, moving on to Senator Saperito.
I'm scheduling a meeting with Madison Eifert for UPDNC next week. Mainly if we're gonna go talk to her and try to discuss preparing the Sullivan bench. Ed Sullivan, the fallen cop, a couple years back. Repairment would be around 1.4 thousand, so I might talk to budget and finance, see if we can use the capital funds to assist with preparing the bench, but that's pretty much it.
Ready? Any questions for Senator Saperito? Alrighty, moving on to Senator Villa.
Not much to report. I will be scheduling a meeting with Lauren Norris from Bata Dining. They did recently present to us in Senate, so most of the new information is still relevant from what they gave, but yeah.
Ready? Any questions? Alrighty, and then we're going to go to our external department. So, Department of Wellness, Director Souza.
So, over winter break, I've been in the process of getting all of my contact information changed from assistant director to director, and also just maintaining those connections with those people that Emily and I were in contact with, just informing them of all of those changes. And then Director Lee and I have been heavily in contact discussing SSW week, and I'd say we have a pretty good chunk of it finalized. We've decided on March 9th through the 13th for SSW week, and we have an event almost every day besides Monday, which I think we'll be able to discuss later with you guys. But we have some pretty cool events, and we're partnering with a lot of people that we have never partnered with before. So some examples, we have a sun safety event that we're planning, that we're partnering with the Nevada Cancer Coalition. They're going to be just handing out some like free sunscreen and things like that, asking or answering any questions from students. We also have another Grow With Your Goals event where people are going to be able to pick their own plant and plant those like in pots and think of a habit that they want to grow with those plants. We also have a date with the book and therapy dogs where students can come by and pick up any book that's just wrapped. They don't know what book it is. And they get to take that home with them. It'll be free for them. We're also partnering with, I believe it's Grassroots for that one, just to get some books from them. So that'll be fun. And then on Friday, we have our farmer's market, which I'm sure Sephora will talk more about. But that's what's going on for me.
And then any questions for Director Souza? Already. And then Department of Sustainability, Director Lee.
Yes, Director Lee, for the record. So tagging along with Lauren, you know, we've been working on, you know, preparing for SSW week. More into that is also for like the date with the book kind of thing. We're trying to get the Washoe County like libraries to come out, try to get people with library cards as well. Just more like local businesses. There's a company called Spooge. It's a local Reno SPF kind of startup. And so we're wanting to work with them, potentially like present them like a budget to see if we can purchase and give out free items to students. So yeah, just really working on those kinds of things. We've also met with the Bird Scooters because we want them to kind of talk about like scooter safety on campus and get people informed about it, as well as like there's this program where they can kind of, it's like a cheaper alternative for students. And then also kind of giving people demos, you know, we're working on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a little bit more for SSW week. In addition to the therapy dogs and the books that day, we are also planning on doing collaborating with the dining hall on campus and making dog treats out of unused food that will be donated to local animal shelters. So great sustainable event there. And then on our farmer's market, but the next day on a Saturday, we're in collaboration with Pack Rides to take some students up to the UNR Tahoe campus so they can get a little tour of that, and then we'll provide lunch. And then if weather permitting, everything is okay, we'd love to go to Tahoe Beach and do a trash cleanup.
Yes. Oh, and then another thing that we were kind of brainstorming too is bringing more like of a sex education kind of thing. So, you know, kind of working with SSW to see if, you know, especially I think you've done things in the past of that. So maybe working with you to kind of coordinate something like that. And then I guess kind of going on is, I don't know if you want to talk about like the Mondays.
Either or, yeah.
Okay.
So, Lauren, Sephora, and I, we are all unavailable on the first day of Monday of SSW week, so we would love if you guys would be able to put on an event. So, maybe the sex ed would be a good opportunity, or anything else you guys want to think of. We would love if you guys could give us, like, a description and a budget in 2 weeks, but if that's not something you can do, we're flexible.
Yeah, we just want to make sure, like, you know, if we're not able to do it, it'd be a good opportunity for you guys to, like,
yeah.
I don't know, you have a budget, so it'd be nice to
yeah.
get paid a little bit more. But, yeah, we can talk more about that, though. But, yeah, it's a little bit of it.
Yeah, and then, Chair Burris, for the record, I was talking with Carmina about my emergency contraceptive initiative, and we wanted to have more of a sexual ed aspect to it. So, yeah, we could definitely tag team if everyone on the committee is in agreement with that kind of event. But
yeah.
We could for sure put something together. I'll be in contact. Alrighty, and then moving on to agenda item 8, old business. There's no old business to be discussed at this time. And then agenda item 9, new business. We're going to be listening to our presentations today from the Departments of Sustainability and Wellness. So we're going to have the Department of Sustainability go first. Either thing pulled up.
What do you guys prefer? You want us to stand up or?
It's up to you guys. I mean, if it's less scary for you guys to sit there, it's totally okay.
Yeah.
And then just
okay.
Let me know when you want to go next.
Okay, well, I guess we'll get started. So, for the Department of Sustainability.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and this is our logo. So it's actually a little thing that we've been working on. We have a partnership with Keep Trekking Meadows Beautiful. We have their Adopt a Spot program, which we'll get into, but we're working on getting some reusable utensils to give out to students and putting on the ASUN as well as a sustainability logo, just for more recognition, things like that. All right, well, I'm Sephora, I'm the director. I've been kind of in this role for the past 2 years now. I'll be graduating and, you know, gonna have Kendra take over from there.
Yeah, so hi guys, I'm Kendra, I'm the assistant director. I was an intern last year, and so glad I continued on. The Department of Sustainability is great, I love it. And then, yeah, next slide. Okay, perfect. So some of the things you guys might have heard about, well, obviously, like, you guys are our committee, so hopefully you've heard about our monthly farmers markets, our monthly trash cleanups, our grant, the SNF, Earth Week, and SSW Week, of course.
I can do this one. So for farmers markets, our big thing is that really working with the community, collaborating with community members. So listed are some of the people that we have heavily worked with over the past year or so. It's DFI, the Desert Farming Initiative. They are our on-campus farm, and so we've worked with them getting like fresh produce. You'll see on that image right there towards the left, that big box was full of carrots and things like that. So just, this is the closest, freshest, you know, kind of thing that students are gonna be able to get. And so we wanna make sure that we're giving them out to students. Additionally, we've worked with other Riverside farmers marketers from the Idlewild Park, Sasquatch Energy Crackers, you know, a curry business, Let's Trade startup is, like it says, a startup. That kind of deal, it's kind of like a Facebook marketplace of sorts where you can trade services, items, you know, it's just very sustainably focused, whether it's for pay or for free. It's just another kind of way for students to kind of get connected in that way. Or if they like can teach lessons or something like that, tutoring, that's a place where we want to direct students to go towards, including like bakeries and just like other sustainable kinds of things. In addition to this, working with the farmers marketers, you know, to offer student discounts to when they potentially, you know, go to the farmers markets. Like Kendra mentioned in our report earlier, working with pack rides to kind of establish something where we send students on Sundays to the farmers markets, you know, giving them that accessibility aspect of it so they don't have to worry about it. But for the most part, we try to aim to have them once a month, likely the last Friday of the month. From like 12 to 2 in the Casey Breezeway. And we're always trying to kind of build it. And so we kind of were talking earlier about, you know, getting student businesses or initiatives there too, because that's a big goal of us, is to really just support students and give them opportunities. So those are just little things about it.
Perfect. Okay. And then our Adopt the Spot, this is new, started last semester. It's through Keep Trekking Meadows Beautiful, which is a local environmental awareness nonprofit. We have it, the date this semester might change a little bit, but last semester is mostly the first Saturday of every month. We always meet on the quad on campus around 3 p.m. and then we take the short walk to Dick Taylor Memorial Park. That's on the east side of campus, if you guys don't know where that is. A couple of times we've provided free sandwiches just as an initiative to come out and volunteer, and it has been pretty successful. One of the pictures there is a fraternity on campus that came out and helped us clean up. You can see we have a Adopt a Spot sign at the location showing that, yes, UNR is the people who clean it up. And then one of our most successful cleanups was on University Terrace, which is like Frat Row, and we were able to pick up 4 50-gallon bags of trash. I don't know if you guys like can picture how much that is, but it could not fit in my Jeep. It was a lot of trash. Yeah. So that was extremely successful. We're planning on having another Frat Row University Terrace cleanup.
Well, we know exactly when to do that.
Okay, perfect.
Our goal is to do it during, like, you know, Halloween events or St. Friday's Day.
Yes.
Very
Super Bowl. Or St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We really want a lot of, like, FSL,
yes,
especially with that being the row.
Yeah.
The first time we did it, we had, like, no Greek life representation, so it's like, okay, you know, we should, you know, forgetting your lawns, picking up your hands.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's think so.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, yep, that's an overview. Next, please.
Yeah, for Sniff, do you want to go over or do you want me?
Yeah.
I could go. Okay, either way. So Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund, you might have heard Sniff as well. So basically, it's a $1,000 grant for any project that can improve campus sustainability. It's been an ongoing process in the past when it was initially, before the Department of Sustainability was created, this grant opportunity was created. It was actually $10,000 back in 2015. But over time, you know, when you don't kind of stay up with something, it kind of loses funding. So just really working over the past 2 years to get funding back. And so we were able to do $1,000 and just really trying to get students to, you know, enact sustainable initiatives on campus, giving them those opportunities. So ideas that we've been wanting to really hone in on this semester into, you know, the next, as Kendra kind of takes over, is reducing paper towel waste, composting, stationary bikes in the gym to create energy, and community gardens. So these are just some ideas that any student can like come up with. And the whole point of it is that we don't want just students to have to feel like they're just by themselves. We want to be part of the whole process. The whole point is that we have a committee that we comprise of like university staff that's in the sector. And we have a committee to review the applications and then just really just working with them, meeting with them regularly and establishing things that like data tracking as well. So for this semester, I think we're going to be working with our interns in our department just to really get these ideas going. But we're always looking for students who are interested. And even if it's something as simple as like a $50 initiative, you know, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. It's really just getting people aware of it and applying to it, because it's just a really great opportunity. It's just money in ASUN.
Yeah,
so
exactly, just to add on to that,
yeah.
You can submit any project, doesn't mean you'll get the full $1,000. We'll just assess what money you need and give you that from there.
Yeah.
Perfect. So as we talked about a little bit before, we talked about most of this, but some of these activities was from last year. Last year we did the bagging dog treats to give to local shelters again, and then last year we did a thrift and sip, or sip and thrift, where we got, or that was the wellness, but we thrifted bowls and did like a soup day, and there was also a similar event where it was hot cocoa, also from thrifted mugs, and then farmers market and another trash cleanup.
Right, and then yeah, Earth Week, just another week similar to SSW Week, but really just focusing on like more sustainability initiatives. So last year what we did was an environmental justice town hall. For that one, we reached out to various professors from different departments, not just like environmental science, but there was a political science one, a geography one. So just really a well-rounded discussion that students could come and ask questions that, you know, maybe they're curious about in their related, you know, field. There was some political science students that were there, or environmental law kinds of law students there, just asking questions. And it's nice to kind of get a perspective that's not in the classroom. So that's something that we did last year for the first time. And we're hoping that we want to, you know, do it again and really get a larger turnout. Another thing we did was cards and chocolates. We partnered with a local business, right, Terrarium de Fleurs. She makes her own paper and cards, and so giving that out to students as well as a sweet treat. Repair Your Wear, we partnered with the Makerspace because they give out, you know, like sewing lessons, and so working with them to kind of teach students to, you know, you don't have to, like, there's like a certain amount of R's, like reduce, reuse, recycle. You know, recycling is actually one of the last steps. But just teaching students that you don't have to just go buy something new, learn a new skill, and just fix it yourself. That's kind of the point of that one for sustainability. Trees for Degrees. So for this one, our liaison position is working with the Arboretum Board. So as you can notice in this room, all of these trees on campus represent the Arboretum that is the university. So we are a campus Arboretum. So anywhere you go, that's why it looks so pretty. So there's certain criteria that the university has to meet to be classified as an arboretum, and one of which is planting a tree every single year. And so working with them was really simple to kind of say, hey, can we establish some sort of you know, class gift given to the students, but also from the students, just planting a tree on campus, kind of relating to that idea of impermanence, nothing lasting forever. So as we graduate, you know, it's Director Rodriguez used to say, plant the seeds for the shade that you won't sit under, you know, that whole thing that she used to say. That's kind of the idea. And that's, I don't know, it's just a really fun one that we really love. And then, so for that one, for Earth Week, the Arboretum, like Arbor Day. So Arbor means tree in Latin. And so that's on April 26th. And so that's when we likely kind of do it around that week. And then again, farmers markets, really just making it larger than the once a month ones. And so for that one, we usually partner with the Joe Crowley Student Union because they host a really large Earth Day event in front of the Joe. So it's really just simple to kind of just get a bunch of more people out there in community peoples. And then lastly, a trash cleanup at Tahoe. Again, the Tahoe campus is still UNR campus. And so, you know, it's pretty tricky to kind of, you know, relate with them and kind of partner with them. But that's a larger initiative that we'd like to continue with as well.
Perfect. And then some days you guys will just see us tabling. Earlier in the semester, last semester, I mean, we were advertising for our SNF grant. We had some interest there, which was great. And then you can also see that we have just general tabling to have people know about our farmers markets, about our trash cleanups, about sustainable initiatives, what you can recycle as one of our marketing materials there, and yeah, address student concerns.
I think for this one too is like, the whole point was that since we're a smaller department, a lot of people don't know that we even exist or even about the opportunities we have. So a big initiative was just getting out there and just talking to students. And so if anybody wants to come and table with us, we're always looking, you know, for more students to kind of just get involved and things like that. So that's awesome. All right, so yeah, what we need from you, just volunteer at our events, stop by, say hi, take a picture for us. That's something we struggle with, but
yeah.
We'd like to get more, you know, showing that we're actually there on the socials, because then it's like, okay. Yeah, just take a picture and just send it to us, things like that. Help advertise the SNF, support sustainable initiatives, help us plan events, share ideas, reach out. What are your constituents saying? Just like you can send us their emails, we'll reach out to them if you really want to. You know, we want to meet with students as much as possible. And really our whole thing is just encouraging a lifestyle of mindfulness and sustainability. Like nothing has to be perfect, but as long as you're kind of making those efforts, that's all that really matters to us.
Thank you guys. Any questions?
Thanks for the presentation, it's pretty good. For the farmers markets, you said you had connections with like, actual external markets in Reno. Did you say you're connected to the Riverside Farmers Market?
Yeah, a lot of the people that we partner with on there come from the farmers market. What we've done is we just went to the market on Sundays and we're saying, we just went to all the vendors and said, would you like to come and table with us? You know, and just a little survey and things like that, so,
okay.
Yeah.
And what's the student discount?
It's more of just
berries.
Yeah, it's just an option.
Yeah. So one of our farmers markets right before the holidays, we were advertising like the special holiday bazaar, and was there a discount associated with that?
Yeah. So it's sometimes like if a vendor or community partner can't physically come, they can give us the goods and we can just distribute them out. But sometimes one of them for the bee lease scents and like scrubs and things like that. Yeah, she gave like, oh, bring this flyer to the market and you get a 10%, 15% discount. We wanted to like kind of work with the Pack Friendly Business Program kind of system. That's obviously like a further initiative, but that's kind of the point is getting not only like students, but also small local businesses involved in the community that students kind of don't really recognize, like hidden gems, really just kind of identifying those.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Alrighty, thank you guys so much. And then we'll be moving on to the Department of Wellness. Let me pull up your presentation. Alrighty, and then just let me know when you want to go next.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you can just go next now. Hi guys, just a quick little reintroduction. My name is Lauren Souza and I'm the director for the Department of Campus Wellness. I only just recently graduated, so I moved up from assistant director to director. So with that being said, it's just me right now. I'm still in the process of hiring an assistant director, which I hopefully will have somebody by Friday decided. But that's a little bit about me. Some previous experience, I guess, is I was an intern last year in the association, actually in the Department for Campus Wellness, so I just continued staying in it. I have a huge passion for just helping people take care of themselves. I think it's super important, and just doing all of the research of all of the benefits that taking care of yourself has to your day-to-day life and your work ethic and everything. So again, I'm just like super passionate about it, so yeah, you can go next. I just wanted to take a second to talk really fast about why wellness is so important here at UNR. College comes with a lot of unique mix of stress, transitions, and pressure. Students juggle a lot of things, such as academics, jobs, finances, relationships, and personal growth all at once. So it can be a lot to deal with sometimes, which is why taking care of yourself kind of gets lost in all of that sometimes. Without wellness support, it's super easy to feel overwhelmed or burnt out, especially while you're in college dealing with all of those things. Strong wellness programs, such as the ones that we have here at UNR, help students manage those stress, that stress in a lot healthier ways. And I think that's super important that we push those resources out to the student body just so that they are aware of everything since they are paying for it. Prioritizing wellness improves academic success, focus, and motivation. Wellness resources help students build healthy and long-term habits, which you might not think that those habits stick in the long run, maybe like 5 to 10 years, but those really do. Especially right now while we're still developing, it's like the prime years, you're still learning. It's really important to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and the habits that you're growing are good habits that you're going to carry with you for a long time. When students feel supported, they're more connected to their campus and their community. And a culture that normalizes self-care empowers students to show up as their best selves. Again, it's super important while you're in your college years. You're super busy. You're taking on all of these tasks. So there's that. Sorry. I can go into the next one. I do want to take a second to for you guys to really look at this slide. These are the 8 dimensions of wellness. So we have emotional, occupational, intellectual, environmental, financial, social, physical, and spiritual. A lot of people typically when they think of taking care of themselves or like self-care, they think, okay, let me go to the gym and then maybe like go to bed early and drink water. Like that's it. But there is really so much more that goes into that. Making sure that you are hanging out with your friends, you're not getting too burnt out and getting overwhelmed with all the work. Or if you're feeling financially stressed, knowing your resources that we have on campus to help you with that, maybe the scholarship office or things like that. But again, I just really want you guys to take a look at this and realize that there is a lot more that goes into your everyday life when it comes to wellness. Wellness, it's super important. So, good. So this is a little bit of what we do and who we do those things with. So as Director Lee and Kendra talked about, SSW Week is one of our main things for the Department of Wellness, which again, we have coming up in March. Last year, like they said, we had so many events such as the Farmers Market, the Sip and Thrift, Therapy Dogs, so much. And we're just trying to continue to do that and keep our events. I feel like this semester or this year for SSW Week, we are trying to focus on having more bigger events, whereas in the past we've kind of had like multiple smaller events, if that makes sense. So I'm really excited for this week or this year's SSW Week, just partnering with so many new people as well. I think it's super cool. And then a lot of what we do is mostly tabling. So we partner with a lot of the people that I have listed on the right, such as Nevada Cares, the Counseling Center, the Student Health Center, Nevada Money Mentors, the Fitness Center, the Knowledge Center, and so many more. And we're just continuing to grow those resources like we mentioned earlier. Again, some of the people that we're trying to like expand to is BIRD, the Nevada Cancer Coalition, Grassroots, Spooge. I was also in contact with a suicide prevention keynote speaker, which I think is super cool that we can integrate more here at UNR. I think having people come and who has real life experience with those kinds of things is super important for people to, sometimes people just need that reality check of like, okay, it's not just me that's going through this, other people have gone through this, and seeing how they got through it so it can help them. So I have been in contact with people for that. And then Sephora and I have actually talked a lot about fraternity and sorority life, like she mentioned. Since both of us are in sororities, we just want to get as much interaction with them as possible. I think it's super important, and it just builds those connections, especially with the university, a lot more. And then, again, so we kind of already touched a little bit on this, but just some of the stuff that we have going on. We can start with the internship. I've been teaching the interns when I was an intern. Emily would kind of just teach us everything that she was doing as she would go. So if she would apply for something on EMS, then she would show us how to do that. So I've just kind of been doing that with the interns. They've been super involved with SSW week planning so far. A few of the events that we have actually were some of the interns' ideas. And just teaching them the ins and outs of event planning, especially they're working on budgets right now and learning the ins and outs of that. And yeah, I also have been in contact with Maddie Wilson about Vitalant blood drives, which we have, I believe, every month. I don't know if it's just once a month, but we do have them at least once a month, and doing sponsoring for that. So we need at least one sponsor to every blood drive event. So we've been in contact with that, with doing something new we've never done before, having the Department of Wellness just tabling at the blood drives. Again, just pushing resources out as much as possible. One of the missions that Emily and I had going into this year was just getting our department out more and letting people know that we are here. I feel like we can get a little shadowed sometimes. So I think that that's super important, and I'm really looking forward to just having like more tabling opportunities, especially with something that is happening every month and is in the center of the campus. I think is super important. And then I also wanted to bring in some events that we have going on in the future for you guys. I didn't have time to put them on a slideshow, but if you'd like, I can send all of this out to you guys. It's just a bunch of events that the counseling center and like the student health center, the fitness center, their events that they have going on, they'd like us to table at. But as the Department of Wellness just being me right now, it'd be great if I could have some people like come and help out. So I'll definitely send out those dates. But for example, we have Eating Disorder Awareness Week happening in February. They're doing a body positive pool party. And so I think that's super cool. We had something like that last year as well that actually Harley was working on for a little over a year, I believe. And it was a pretty big event. So I think it's really cool that they're trying to bring something like that back this year. They also have a Drug and Alcohol Facts Week coming up in March, which is the week after SSW Week, actually. And they're planning on doing some mocktail party. And then finally, we have May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month, which I'm still in the works of planning something for Mental Health Awareness Month, as I want that to be like a really big thing. But they have a field day coming up, which I think is really cool. I don't have too many details on that, but they mentioned an ice cream truck and a bunch of lawn games and prizes. So I think that would be really cool. But again, I can send out this information too. You and like if you guys would want to come and table at some of those events, that'd be super helpful. And then another thing I just wanted to mention is that if you guys have any event ideas at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I want to try and have at least 2 to 3 events each month for the Department of Wellness, and one of them being that Vitalant tabling that we have already every month. So even if you guys are interested in tabling at that, reach out to me and let me know. I think that'd be super cool, especially sustainability, if you guys want to come to that. But yeah, that's up for that slide, you can skip. And then before I end, I just wanted to end up on some like quick tips so you guys can take care of yourselves. Remember to take intentional breaks from social media and electronics. A lot of what we do is on social or on our computers, obviously. So just making sure you're taking time away from that and taking care of yourself. Use the resources that you already pay for. A lot of us are in contact with these resources on campus already, and I feel like sometimes we forget that we're not just working with them, that we are also paying for these resources to use. So it's super important that you guys are remembering to use those. Schedule rest, like you schedule your classes. Rest is super important, prevents burnout. Get outside and get active. I know it's a little cold out right now, but it's getting a little warmer, so if you guys have time, maybe schedule those rests by getting outside. And then continue using your voices. I just wanted to highlight how important the work you guys are doing is. And I mean, it's just sometimes we don't get acknowledged for it, so I do want to say that I'm proud of all of you guys and to keep it up. So yeah, that's all I have for you guys.
Thank you. Any questions for Director Souza? Perfect. Thank you guys for presenting today. I know the committee very much appreciates it. And then we're going to be moving on to agenda item 10, which is miscellaneous business. We have two new senators on the committee. So I'm just going to give a rundown of what's open, and then you guys can assign your liaison positions. You do have to have at least one. So facility services is open, and then now the fitness center is open as well, and then counseling services is open. So if either of you want to go first to assign yourself on a liaison position.
I'll do fitness center.
And then you would say...
Oh, sorry. I don't know. Motion to place myself on the liaison for the fitness center.
Three
unanimous consent. Thanks.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Kitch. Is there any abstentions? Perfect. You have placed on the following committees. And then Senator Calderon.
Motion to place myself for the, as the liaison of facility services. Three unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any abstentions? Perfect. You have placed on the following liaison positions. And then everyone on the list, if you guys want to remove yourself from liaison positions, switch to something else, counseling services is still open. So I'll leave the opportunity open for you guys now if you'd like to move yourself. Or if not, that's really fine. Alrighty. Seeing no one wants to move, I'll go ahead and move on to agenda item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Alrighty, seeing none, I'm going to move on to agenda item 12, adjournment. I adjourn the meeting on the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness at 4:41 p.m. on January 28th, 2026 in the Joe Crowley Student Union Room 406.